They started coming in trickles, some with only the clothes on their backs. Then they arrive in numbers. In just under a week, more than 4,000 refugees arrive in this small border village of Kufrun in Chad. And this is what they're coming to, a life of hardship. Many say they've not eaten in 24 hours. And when help begins to arrive, the relief is huge. But for some, the trauma remains.
Three people were killed and nine injured in an ambush on our convoy when we tried to flee. Two cars were destroyed.
This family shares the little supplies they receive. It may not be enough, but it will do for a day or two.
Most of the Sudanese refugees live under makeshift structures like these. Aid agencies say there are hundreds of Sudanese refugees within the community or are yet to be registered and therefore cannot access aid. These numbers are expected to increase in the coming days and weeks.
Aid agencies are worried that if the influx of refugees continues, there wouldn't be much left to give. The local authorities here are overwhelmed by the numbers. The presence of more than 4,000 refugees is beginning to affect the local economy.
Right now, the cost of food has gone up by 70% in our markets. Governments, along with its partners, are collaborating to ease the situation for our population.
As Khartoum's generals continue to shoot and bomb each other, the exodus will go on. The United Nations estimates that more than 250,000 people will cross into Chad alone in the coming weeks and months. This will increase the Sudanese refugee population here to more than 750,000. And with aid agencies low on funds and relief materials, the condition of these refugees can only get worse.